Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Y'all know what today is. Today is Taco Tuesday!
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
We are live from Social Beer Garden. There's a soccer game.
Boy, is there.
That's going to take place at 1, and only one of us is actually proud to be an American. I am decked out in my red, white, and blue, despite not being the soccer guy.
I've got blue jeans.
Are those Iran colors?
They are
those Iran colors that I see for John
those
Lopez?
Those are not Iran colors. Don't let me finish the show today without telling you my favorite USA-Iran story. One of my favorite stories of all time, of all my travels and travails. That time that I ended up singing at a biker bar in Bordeaux, France, with a bunch of hairy dudes with denim vests and no shirts on.
What are French bikers like?
They are as rough-looking and as tough-looking and tumble as American bikers. I can tell you that from firsthand experience. 22 years ago. So okay. Don't let me miss that story. It's a good one. It's one of my favorites.
And we have the soccer game going on at 1, Social Beer Garden. People already starting to come through. No artificial flavoring on the drinks. 100 beers to choose from. 20-foot TV outside. Looks like the weather might be okay.
Yeah, how about
that? So you can enjoy that. Upstairs, largest game room. That's where we are. Downstairs, traditional pub. So come get social at Social Beer Garden. I don't know how to explain how the fan base is feeling with the return of Deshaun Watson. At one point, I think there would have been a lot of venom. But at this point, I put out the question yesterday on the 610 Loopholes Facebook page. I put it out on Twitter. How will you remember the Deshaun Watson era? And there's just really a lot of different answers, to the point where I don't know if the apathy of this year and the way in which Lovie Smith has failed so miserably to be kind of like the face, the stable face and voice of this organization, has just beat people down. I don't know if maybe Nick Caserio kind of showing signs of maybe being similar to what we thought we were getting away from. But for whatever reason, and I'm not speaking for everyone, there does seem to be a decent percentage of people that are either apathetic or actually hoping Deshaun Watson makes this team pay.
Yes, but you know, here's how I would describe it. You know how you know, okay, here comes a relationship reference. I know you love those. But you know how you know that you've moved on from someone? You don't care what they're doing anymore. You know, you're not checking their social media. You're not, you know, asking their friends, so how are they? You know, or whatever. You truly in your heart, like, I don't care. I don't care what that person is doing, whether it's male, female, whomever. That's how you know you've moved on, right? I mean, I think we can all agree on that. I think Texans fans have kind of moved on. Like, not
you
all.
You do.
Not for the most part.
You do.
You said the majority.
Now, we also got to be fair and realize he hasn't played this year.
Right.
So now that he's back, well, now that he's going to be in the news, now that you're actually going to get a look at him.
Okay, let me give you another reference. That's when you don't care anymore, but you still see him at a bar with someone else. It kind of like rekindles those feelings a little bit. So you don't care, but you're like, ah, great. So I think that's what's happening this year. This week. I think a lot of Texans fans, and I think I can put myself in that category. I'm like, all right, if he kills him, he kills him. If he doesn't, who cares? You know what I mean? I think I'm in that category. I'm interested.
Here's my problem. I understand why Deshaun Watson wanted out in the first place. And this was pre-legal stuff. So I understood the sins of the past, the incompetence of the organization. I could understand his frustration. With some of the stuff that has happened, I just wonder if we basically have the same stuff, but we just don't have a franchise quarterback to save butts on it. That's my concern. Is
same problems.
Yes.
Same culture issues.
I don't feel like I don't know that we've bettered ourselves much more post Deshaun Watson. And that's where it's going to be harder for me to move on.
See, the problem is I kind of agree with you, but I wouldn't have 3 weeks ago. You know, after they get rid of Jack Easterby and all those other things that are passed, that this team has passed, I'm kind of like, all right, so now we've got, you know, Nick's in charge, everything. But now in the last 3 weeks, we've seen more hints of that, more hints of the thing that Deshaun Watson was talking about when he went up there. You know, it's a culture. We need a whole culture change, et cetera. We're seeing some signs of that. Now, nobody's down necessarily on Nick Caserio, but we're seeing some signs.
I think a lot of people are.
The signs of that little dysfunction.
I think a lot of people are down on Nick Caserio, though. I would disagree with that.
Yeah. I mean, I know some are. I mean, there's always extremes one way or the other.
This was the last time Deshaun Watson was leaving a football field. Believe it or not, he was arm in arm with J.J. Watt.
Man.
That's how long ago it was. It was 700 days ago, over 700 days ago, when Deshaun Watson was walking off the field with J.J. Watt, and we had J.J. Watt in J.J. Watt fashion apologize to Deshaun Watson for wasting one of his best years.
I'm sorry. We wasted one of your years. I'm sorry. You should have 11 wins.
Should have 11 wins.
They knew they were mic'd up, right?
Yeah, J.J. knows.
J.J. knew.
You know J.J. knows he's mic'd up.
But I've always believed that to be sincere, though. Like a lot of times, J.J. will put some jelly on his...
Oh, you mean when he sings Fort Minor while drinking a Gatorade? Yes. Flipping tires at allegedly 3 a.m.?
Yes, but I think that one was sincere. Because I think they both knew, probably J.J. more than Deshaun, but they both knew that might be the last time they walk off that field. And it was.
The most exciting that I've seen the Texans fan base, to where there was as little apathy, as little, like, pessimism as I can remember in the O'Brien era, was Deshaun Watson's rookie year. Just that stretch. The Tennessee game where they completely just a total assing. They put half a hundred on the Titans. That was the loudest, most positive vibes that I've had in that stadium. Maybe even more so than the Buffalo playoff game with Deshaun Watson. Because even in the Buffalo playoff game, there was some Bill O'Brien fatigue, and there were people that felt, rightfully so, that Deshaun Watson had basically bailed out Bill O'Brien, and you could kind of see the direction in which things were going. But the Deshaun Watson rookie season, where I think Bill O'Brien didn't even have time to micromanage him, the near loss or the near win against New England, the near win against Seattle, the debut against the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's the one that did it for me.
That was the most optimistic, hopeful time that I can remember, to where fans were just really, really excited about the direction things were heading, the future and stuff. And then he tore his ACL, but you still felt okay knowing that you had a quarterback in Deshaun Watson and something that we've been starving for a long time.
I remember the Cincinnati game more than anything, just so vividly, because I remember thinking, we've seen more in this game than we have from any quarterback in terms of, like, just pure playmaking in, what was it, 15 years at that time, 16 years at that time, whatever it was. And you're right about Bill O'Brien didn't have time to micromanage. Deshaun was at his best when Bill O'Brien wasn't thinking. You know, when he just let him go out there and just called plays. And then here we are, 700 plus days later, and man, have things changed.
They've changed so much that once upon a time, guy who's going to be here at 11 o'clock, John McClain, He was pretty emphatic that Deshaun would remain a Texan forever. This was John McClain. He was on NFL Network. You're a jerk for digging this up, by the way. This wasn't me. So don't look to me at, for that. This was not me.
I went down a big rabbit hole.
Yeah, you did. Here was John McClain when Deshaun Watson initially kind of requested a trade.
There's no way the Texans would trade Deshaun Watson. He's not trying to run the search. He wanted to be kept up to date. He talked about having lunch with the owner of Cal McNair. Then they've talked on the phone several times. I always thought it was about the head coach that he wanted to know about. He's not upset about Nick Caserio. He told us last week, I want to hold up the Lombardi Trophy. You know what? Caserio's got six replicas. He's got six rings. He can say to him, Deshaun, I know how to get a Lombardi Trophy. Starts with a quarterback. You're my quarterback. We're going to go from there.
Oh, my. I mentioned I was going down the rabbit hole.
It was a fluid process in McClain's defense.
It was. I was like, okay, so what happened 700 days ago this week? Right before that audio that I came across, I saw one of John McClain's tweets, which became infamous. And I'm not piling on John because there's others that we're going to talk about here, too. I've got a better chance of becoming the head coach than the Texans trading Deshaun Watson. Remember that one?
I do.
That was a John McClain
tweet.
But things have changed, man.
They've changed.
Yeah.
For the better, though, that's the question. We'll get into that in a second. We got some breaking news, though.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. You knew this was coming. Oh, I didn't know it was going to come this strong, but we got some breaking news here on Sports Radio 610.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, we knew Tony Busby was going to do something.
Oh, Lord.
He is going the extra mile. Have you seen this story yet?
I have not.
Okay.
I'm a crisscross applesauce.
Are you sure? Tony Busby will have a suite at the Browns-Texans game, and he says 10 of the women he represents will be in attendance as Deshaun Watson makes his season debut and return to Houston. This is a true story. This is courtesy of The Athletic.
Oh, I
just tweeted it out.
Gosh. What is going on here? What does that accomplish?
I don't know,
but I'm here for it.
But he
you
says
don't think
that
that's a little bit strange.
It is a little bit strange.
Tony Busby is going to have a suite, and he is going to have 10 of the accusers in the suite as Deshaun Watson plays football.
Oh, my gosh. Sunday. I'm reading it
here.
What does this accomplish? Why?
See, I don't really like this. And I know, you know, I just don't. I'm not a fan of this at all. I just think it's. I don't know. It just seems.
We know
kind
what
of,
it is, man.
No, I know what it is, but like, I'm sure there's probably some Texans fans that are like, good for Busby. I'm not a fan of this. I think this is a little much.
This kind of more than kind of this angers me.
In what way?
This is exploitation. It's not just we know why he's doing it because he's
Tony Busby.
He's Tony Busby and he's creating his brand and being himself. He's being ostentatious and pompous and promoting himself. This is exploitation. This is the definition of exploitation. We've had Tony Busby on the show. We've been very cordial and friendly with Tony Busby. He's been accommodating. Tony, if you're listening, this is a horrible move. This is flat out exploitation of these women. I hate this.
I knew something was going to happen. I thought it might just be an Instagram post or something. I didn't know Tony Busby was going to get a suite to the game and go, you know, bring the 10 accusers.
It's ridiculous. That is he going to be running for another office here? Well, I guess not. The election just happened, but maybe something he's wanting something to get done. I think this is like all the public relations, whatever you want to call it, public sentiment is probably more accurate, that has been, you know, on his side, so to speak. That goes out the window, doesn't it?
I mean, I don't know if it goes out the window. It's just, I mean, what's the goal here? Like, are you just trying to, I mean, I know he's going to say he's trying to bring awareness, and
he's brought out awareness. There's other ways to do it.
I can't believe this is allowed to happen with the settlement. Like, there's no, like, settlement.
Well, you can go to a game.
You can go to a game with 10 accusers and stuff. I just don't really. Whatever.
Like Aaron just
told me. Do they even want to go to the game?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, this is trolling. This is like in living color trolling. It's just awful.
It's also the start. I was on in Cleveland this morning. I don't think they really realize that the worst part of this isn't over. Like, this is going to be every type of game thing with Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he's ready for it or not, but it's not going to – I don't think it's going to go too well
for
him.
And people always say, like, well, you know, Michael Vick got past it. Totally different things. I'm just giving you examples.
Yeah, I hate that comparison.
Michael Vick got past it. You know, Ben Roethlisberger got past it. Well, then why are you still talking about those things? You know, when people say, oh, you know, people don't talk about Michael Vick anymore, well, you are, and it's been all these years later. You know, they're just wrong about that. They're going to always talk about this. They're going to maybe in 10, 15 years say, well, Deshaun Watson got past it. Well, why are you talking about it then?
And they also – and then Vick's crime was obviously a lot different.
Yeah, I'm just saying as examples.
But they also didn't have Tony Busby on the other side of things. So it's – I mean, this is really interesting. Tony Busby going to be at the game. 10 accusers in the suite. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We're live
from
Social Beer Garden. Come through. U.S. Starts at 1. The beer's going to be flowing. Happy hour starts at 3, so right after that game, best happy hour in town. They got bucket specials during the game. They got the 20-foot projection outside. All kinds of stuff going on out here. So come by. Say hi. We'll see you here. John McClain going to be here at 11, too, if you want to meet him. But coming up, how do you remember the Deshaun Watson era, and who is his replacement going to be? There's a lot of smoke behind a two-year plan that I keep hearing about, and I got to tell you, please don't make me wait any longer for a quarterback. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.